Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, I have to tell you, Alan, listening to you and Joe Donahue and the panel yesterday raising that money was overwhelming. The listenership came out. Whew. And then to get up this morning, look at the lockbox total at WAMC.org and see that we're at $722,100. My heart has grown three sizes today.
As well as mine, David, you are so right, and we're all so proud of our phenomenal audience. What a group. Yesterday, we arranged to have a family of four fed if you gave $100. And people love the hats, and they love the socks, and they love all the rest of this stuff. But in the end, it's turned out that our audience really knows what's important. And they really came out and did the right thing. And, you know, there were several times, frankly, I was close to tears. So what we have is a group that knows what WAMC.org is all about. And we can only say that we are incredibly grateful to everybody that went to WAMC.org or put a check in an envelope. And by the way, those checks are coming in now to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or dial the number after 9 o'clock, please, which is 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262. Now on to the terrible news. Donald Trump's Attorney General Barr, who swore he would be impartial before the United States Congress, now goes ahead and drops charges against a self-admitted perjurer, General Flynn. This has stunned legal analysts who say they've never seen it before. They've never seen when a guy admits that he broke the law and that he lied to the FBI. And now the President of the United States, who apparently sees himself as above the law, we've always known that, and his sycophant, Attorney General Barr, goes ahead and says, we're dropping the prosecution. Off the hook. Terrible. Beyond belief.
The bad news doesn't stop there, of course. The administration has blocked CDC guidance over economic and religious concerns. The agency's detailed guidelines for reopening were blocked from publication after Trump administration officials labeled them overly prescriptive.
David, what part of this haven't we seen before? This president wants desperately to be reelected. If he's not reelected, he might have to stand before the law. Right now, he's got a little Justice Department piece of paper that says a sitting president can't be indicted. I've always wondered if you saw him shoot somebody, whether or not he would be indictable. But that's what they say. That's awful. And now we have something that's even worse. Americans are dying. The pandemic is by no means over. It will probably now take years before we see any eradication of this until at least a vaccine comes out or an answer to when somebody has the disease, what you can do with them. The country is getting smarter about this. I can say that. You know, if you see somebody without a mask on, you have a certain amount of resentment now, which wasn't even existent a couple of weeks ago or months ago. The CDC now comes out and says, here are the guidelines. Don't open anything up until you see a number of days go by and the President of the United States says, no, they're too restrictive. Can you imagine? Meantime, Andrew Cuomo says, I know people want to go back to work. Everybody wants to go back to work. But your life, one life, is more important. In the end, that's right. We say, look at all those who have died, but we don't see them as people. We see them as numbers. But when you are able to put a face on it, that makes a whole difference.
Well, there are 33.5 million faces that are out of work. U.S. weekly jobless claims totaled 3.169 million, bringing the seven-week tally to that number, 33.5 million. That jobs report is painting such a bleak picture that many experts, including one from J.P. Morgan, says you won't see the hiring back for a decade.
I think that's probably true. David, we were at full employment. We know that, relatively full employment. Now, so many people are out of work. We haven't seen it since the Great Depression. You know, the times that you get social unrest in a country and political unrest is when people can't eat. So this is a very dangerous time. I'm just saying this is a time to try to figure out how to put food before every American family to make sure that nobody goes hungry and that people have what they need in order to exist. One of the great conundrums, of course, is rent. A lot of people are saying they shouldn't pay rent. I get it. They don't have the money. They can't pay it. I get that. Of course, landlords own buildings. landlord can often be a dirty word, but, you know, there are some very good people who want an extra apartment in their home or whose whole sustenance is collecting rents. There's not a good answer here, by the way. Clearly, there has to be some help for those people who can't pay, a lot of help. And at the same time, there has to be an understanding that landlords are people too.
Our political observer, Ellen Chartok, with us. Well, goodness gracious, the way it's going, and of course you've always said this, we could end this thing today if we wanted to.
Well, we could, David, but what's extraordinary is we're going to end it. Now, we said that it's over as soon as we've raised that $1 million. We're getting incredibly close to it. What's the number that you have now as of this morning as we speak?
Just over $722,000.
Okay, so look, there are people who are sending in money for challenges. This is going to be over, not today, but it may be over Monday. That would mean we're basically 3 weeks ahead of time because of this wonderful audience. And you know, we don't say it enough, but thank you, everybody. Thank you to everybody who has done something. It's extraordinary, and you are great. You are heroes as far as I'm concerned. Thank you to everybody that went to WAMC.org or put a check in an envelope to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or dial the number after 9 o'clock, please, which is 1-800-323-9262.